dominating the New York governor's race. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul discussing her plans to curb the rising crime on New York City's subway system.
We have a crime-fighting strategy. We've leaned into proven law enforcement strategies, investing in new technologies that'll make a difference. And we're providing New Yorkers the support and the help they need. Here's what we're calling it. Cops, cameras, care.
Meanwhile, Representative Lee Zeldin, her Republican opponent in the New York governor's race, denouncing Democratic Mayor Eric Adams' view on the current state of New York City crime on Fox and Friends Weekend.
You can't tell people that they can't even believe their own eyes because they see the videos for themselves. Maybe they've been a victim. Maybe other people that they know have been victims. They're looking for leadership. They're not looking for people in government to tell them that there's nothing to see here.
Governor Hochul says New York's most serious gun crimes are from illegal guns bought in other states. Another major issue in the midterm elections, abortion, was addressed by Vice President Kamala Harris in Minneapolis yesterday. The vice president railing against the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade.
So-called leaders would then deprive that individual of the ability to make decisions about their body going forward. It's immoral.
Over a dozen states have passed or enacted laws since the reversal, severely limiting or banning a woman's ability to get an abortion. Demonstrations happening across the world Saturday in support of the Iran protests.
Protesters face a violent government crackdown in Iran, chanting crowds wearing green, white, and red, rallying in Berlin, Washington, Los Angeles, and elsewhere. The protests were sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while in custody of the country's morality police.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The trial heading into its fourth week for the man accused of killing six people and injuring dozens more at a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more.
Daryl Brooks Jr., who chose to defend himself, once again went off the rails on Friday in Waukesha County Court amid constant rants and disruptions.
So I think, Your Honor, with all due respect, I think you should show some respect.
He was removed from the courtroom multiple times in between questioning of his own witnesses and later seemed to threaten Judge Jennifer Doro.
I need to take a break. This man right now is having a stare down with me. It's very disrespectful. He pounded his fist. Frankly, it makes me scared.
Barring more interruptions that the judge calls delay tactics, the trial is expected to wrap this week. Brooks faces 76 criminal counts and multiple life sentences if convicted.
A federal judge issues a ruling which states relatives of people killed in certain plane crashes are crime victims. Fox's Samantha Liebman explains.
A federal judge ruled Friday that relatives of people killed in the crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX planes are crime victims. The Justice Department argued against it. However, a Texas judge said the crashes were a foreseeable consequence of Boeing's conspiracy, making the relatives victims of that crime. Boeing, which misled safety regulators, agreed to pay $2.5 billion, including $243.6 million in fines. And the Justice Department agreed not to prosecute the company. Virginia-based Boeing did not immediately respond to a request for comment. It's unclear what impact the ruling will have.
The Philadelphia Phillies and the Houston Astros both one game away from playing in the World Series. The Phillies are up 3-1 in the NLCS after rallying from a 4-0 deficit to defeat the Padres 10-6. The Astros lead 3-0 in the ALCS after beating the Yankees 5-0. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.